With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is opposing the 1,700-page pork-filled government funding bill that would prevent a government shutdown. Some members of Congress announced Tuesday that a deal was reached, but President Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance, have released a joint statement criticizing the bill that provides a pay raise for Congress and adds provisions to prohibit investigations into members of Congress. Their statement told Republicans to toughen up against Democrats and call their bluff. Federal Reserve Board Chair Jay Powell says the Fed is predicting fewer rate cuts next year than previously thought.
The slower pace of cuts for next year really reflects both the higher inflation readings we've had this year and the expectation that inflation will be higher. You saw in the SEP that risks and uncertainty around inflation we see as higher. Nonetheless, we see ourselves as still on track to continue to cut. I think the actual cuts that we make next year will not be because of anything we wrote down today. We're going to react to data. That's just the general sense of what the committee thinks is likely to be appropriate.
Dow Jones fell drastically Wednesday. Also at SRNnews.com, the oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments has been sold at an auction for more than $5 million.
Sotheby's said the 155-pound marble slab was acquired by an anonymous buyer who plans to donate it to an Israeli institution. The New York-based auction house said the final price exceeded the presale estimate of $1 million to $2 million. The sale followed more than 10 minutes of intense bidding during the global competition. The tablet dates from AD 300 to 800 and is inscribed with the commandments in Paleo-Hebrew script. It was unearthed in southern Israel in 1913. I'm Walter Ratliff.
This is SRN News. Churchgoers voted for Trump.
The Public Religion Research Institute has completed a deep dive into the election results, and one of the things it has discovered is that the more frequently a person attended worship services, the more likely he was to cast his ballot for Mr. Trump. 88% of white evangelicals who go to church at least once a week voted for the president, compared to 77% of those who seldom attend. The same pattern held for Catholics who also voted for Mr. Trump in large numbers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
University of Michigan has fired its director of academic multicultural initiatives for making anti-Semitic statements. Rachel Dawson's accused of telling colleagues that Jews control the university and that Jewish students should not have access to diversity programs because they are wealthy and privileged and take care of themselves. That's a quote. Dawson's also quoted as saying that Jews have no genetic DNA connection to Israel. This is SRN News. GOP Representative Tom McClintock of California says President Biden has been a disaster on immigration policy.
Under the Biden administration, we have seen the largest illegal mass migration in our history, overwhelming our social services, our public schools, our public hospitals.
McClintock's a member of the House Border Security Caucus. He says authorities will soon have the resources necessary to secure the border.
The American people have finally given us the tools to secure our border, and this administration, under Trump, is fully prepared to do so. President Trump proved that simply enforcing laws can produce secure borders.
He also said it's time to crack down on sanctuary cities. Luigi Mangione is waiving extradition. He's facing murder and terrorism charges and the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. More details at srnnews.com.